Welcome back to Randy Plays Games on the end of the world. For those of you who didn't hear last week, this is going to be a weird game.
Getting weirder by the moment.
And so what we're playing is a game called...
Not like our other podcasts.
We're playing a game called End of the World, Wrath of the Gods.
And yet I feel fine.
And with me this week is...
That's you.
Oh, God, it's me, Bo.
Ashley.
Chris.
Jeff.
And Jeff is with us again.
Yes.
Jeff.
I had to find out what happened, man. I can't leave in the middle. That was a hell of a cliffhanger.
Jeff from RageSelect.com, the best live play site on the web.
Let's play.
Let's play. Let's Whatever. Play. You know, it's a thing. I'm 45 years old.
With the video games that the kids do.
I'm 45 years old. I don't know what these things are.
It's called the internet. It's where you are right now.
Oh,
it's okay. What the laptop is for.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
That makes all makes sense now.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I thought the chairs that the internet would be stickier. I'm pleasantly surprised.
And mine was kind of warm when I sat on it.
It is weird that this place isn't crawling with cats.
And, you know, abusive guys.
Yeah, true.
All right, so you guys have been... There was some weird stuff going on. Chris got attacked at Chris and Harris's, or Kat and Harris's house by a
thing. Fishy thing.
A guy with claws, a hipster with claws.
Yeah.
We went to the hospital, that was a big mess. Jeff found that Fish People was trending on Facebook and Twitter.
Fish People.
And it seemed to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys, Jason Murphy and his wife showed up with a truck to grab all your stuff and take you guys somewhere to safety. You guys all got some of your loved ones, your boyfriends, girlfriends, dogs.
Randy.
Me.
And, our Randy.
Just in case we need to play a D&D game.
No, that was good to add the DM into your party.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that we're going to be all right at this point.
Well, at least he's going to make it.
Y'all aren't accounting for my self-loathing.
Yeah. He could opt out.
Need everybody to roll for crotch size.
All right.
Oh, I won!
Is
that charisma based?
So you guys are took your little convoy of following their truck. They said they had to make a stop before you got to this the bunker of the imaginary Steve. Chris is not to be otherly his name friend Steve.
Yes,
who has a bunker and guns and all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
and you guys were heading up. They took you to a farmhouse,
Turned out
that they were not, in fact, Jason or Allison, or maybe they were and aren't anymore, and they turned into fish people, and you cut them down with tire irons and shotguns and cars.
Take that, Mrs. Paul!
Hey! You shut the fuck up.
Not that, Mrs. Paul.
I don't get it!
Because of my last name and who my mom is.
Oh.
So...
More like Gorton, am I right?
There we go. Yeah.
Now I get it.
Fuck that guy and his oil skins.
Then about 30 more fish people emerged from the barn.
Yep.
You guys were thinking, time to get out of here.
Yep.
And a Lincoln Navigator showed up, crashed through them, and...
I should have known it,
the
Lincoln
Navigator. The detail in this game is incredible.
And out of the Navigator poured a lot of weed smoke, Willie Nelson, Matthew McConaughey, and a gas mask wearing Sandra Bullock. It was, of course... Driving.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's America's sweetheart. She clearly doesn't smoke pot.
That's just broken all my immersion because in the commercials it's McConaughey that's driving and he's obviously high as hell.
Well, Willie gets out and says, are you folks all right?
Maybe not.
We go, holy shit, you're Willie fucking Nelson.
Yes. What?
Yeah, I am.
And I say I am now. And I dig my toe in the dirt a little bit. And, like, I look side to side. I'm kind of uncomfortable. But, like, I kind of gather my thoughts and say yes.
Is he your boyfriend here right next to you?
He'd understand.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got me on everybody's list, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you say Willie Nelson has to be on everybody's celebrity
sex list?
That's
true, yes.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey... There's no chance that Woody Harrelson and Alexander Daddario is with you.
Certainly no.
Or Machete?
No.
We could have used them.
What are you guys doing here? Mr. McConaughey, Mr. Nelson, Ms. Bullock.
Oh, wait. Does Matthew have his shirt on or off?
Oh, awesome.
Well, does he have bongos with him or no bongos?
I'm sure there are bongos in the car. Says, well,
can we roll for him to take his shirt off?
His shirt is off.
His shirt's off.
Well, Matt was
take my shirt off.
Was showing us the new Navigator that he was shooting a promo for, and we went out to Sandy's restaurant, and then all these fish things came out of the lake, and I knew it was time.
That you've been counting on this?
Time for what?
Oh, yeah, well, Cthulhu's rising.
Need to ask some more leading questions about why he's processing this so calmly.
Mr.
Nod!
Fuck yeah, I need some of that weed, dude.
Do tell, Mr. Nelson.
Well, you see, in ancient days, Cthulhu lied dreaming in the city of Raleigh.
Can I get a beer real fast?
Yeah, we're going to need beers all around. Beer, Chris, Bo.
I'm just smoking one of the joints.
Okay. Four beers!
He's emerging from his millennia-long slumber to come and destroy humanity, which is, in fact, the planet upon which he had chosen to live, along with the deep ones that had been hiding away, biding their time, destroy humanity.
Wait a minute. If I may interrupt, Mr. Nelson, respectfully, sir, that's a fictional work by H.P. Lovecraft.
No. Lovecraft just tapped into something.
Opium.
and anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that too, but no, he was right.
So you're saying
yes,
that all that stuff is true, and that's what's happening right now.
That's what it looks like to me, yeah.
And how do you know all of this?
He pulls out his guitar.
I'm going to chug my beer. Can I get another beer, please?
I'm gonna ignite my lighter and hold it in the air.
Sing some song of the end of the world.
I'm gonna start doing one of those white lady dances where I'm like waving my arms around.
Oh, the full jazz.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
He sings you a little ditty about how his guitar was made of
Trigger.
Trigger, exactly. Yes. Trigger.
Trigger warning, everybody who's listening.
Trigger was made of wood from the Lost Forest. And that it can create a harmonic frequency if you find a holy spot that could send Cthulhu back into his torpor.
Dude, we should totally help him do that.
I gotta admit, I'm not a big country music fan, but I like this.
I think this is actually making more sense by the minute.
You know, for lack of a better plan, where exactly is this a place you're talking about that we would need to go to make this happen?
Well, that's what we were talking about in the car. That's why we started smoking up. Well, one of the reasons we started smoking up.
Yeah, I understand that part of it.
We need to find a holy place this near where we are, and we're scratching our heads.
But by holy place is obviously that means a lot of things to a lot of different people.
That was the problem we were running into.
Like a church?
No, I don't think your average church is going to take Cthulhu down.
Like a garden?
Enchanted fucking rock!
That's what I was going to say, enchanted rock.
Oh.
What's it, never mind.
There's a lot of Native American spirituality there.
Okay.
Indigenous people.
How far is enchanted rock?
Like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Mr. McConaughey, Ms. Bullock, are you in this as well? Yes? You guys believe all this?
Matthew's like, hey, man, I'm with Willie. Okay. And Sandra says, if I hadn't seen the fish people...
Okay.
But, yeah, there were definitely fish people all over my restaurant.
And why did you guys come here?
Oh, we had heard that our buddy... someone give me a celebrity in Austin.
Elijah Wood.
We heard that Elijah Wood was coming out of this farmhouse, and we heard some bad things were going to happen here. You haven't seen him, have you?
No.
And isn't that point that you guys look over and see a half-fish, half-Elijah Wood?
Yeah, he's kind of up in your grill.
Oh, damn. Elijah was half deep one.
I don't know if all they care about is the other celebrities in town.
Okay. I'm sorry. But Willie Nelson saying, oh, damn, Elijah Wood was half a deep one is probably the best thing that we've ever said on this role-playing game podcast.
Okay, Willie Nelson seems to know something about this, which is something I can't believe that I'm actually just saying. Our friends turned from regular people into what you see on the ground there.
Yeah, those are deep ones. They're fish humanoids that have been living under the waters for decades and millennia, and just waiting for a chance to emerge and take vengeance on
the humans.
Did
you never read H.P. Lovecraft?
Yes, I did. It's a fictional story.
No, but the things in it are coming to life.
Well, should we look out for colors from space and all kinds of other shit as well?
Yes!
That's a valid concern.
Okay.
All of your cell phones, you know those little flashy alerts you get? Uh-huh. You know, like missing kids and Amber Alerts? Yeah. They all go off. Some kind of national emergency signal is going
across. What does it say?
It says, giant being emerges from Gulf of Mexico.
Huh.
Interesting. So,
you took that even calmer than Willie Nelson.
Just some follow-up questions to Willie Nelson about these deep ones. Does that mean that those people that I knew were deep ones the entire time, or they just turned themselves to look like the people that were there?
Well, son, I hate to tell you this.
Okay.
But the deep one, the strain, they intermingle with humanity throughout the ages.
Okay.
It was a latent strain, and people didn't necessarily know until it was revealed to them. But yeah, your friends were probably deep ones.
All right, so there's no zombie thing, right? Because me and Jeff here, we both took a hit from claws from these things. So.
Oh yeah.
Is there any danger?
Oh yeah, I've been bleeding this entire time. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go attend to that.
I can help
that.
Him.
Yes, please.
All right.
I take him back to my car, and I administer 80% alcohol.
Okay.
A bandage with tape, or Neosporin, bandage with tape.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
So you can convert your three stress into a minor trauma.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not drunk anymore. Or am I still drunk?
No, you guys are all stone cold sober.
Yeah, okay.
Except Willie and Matt.
There might be a little contact high at this point, let's be honest.
So I chugged that beer.
Okay, so back to
hard.
The question about there's not a zombie thing. We either were deep ones or
right.
The trauma thing.
No, they don't infect.
They don't infect. Okay, so if I may, gentlemen and Ms. Bullock, it seems like maybe if we're going to stop this, some of y'all are going to have to go out to Enchanted Rock. Now, we got a lot of gear that's going to come in handy if shit really hits the fan, so I think some of us should go someplace safe, stash our things, try to set up food, water, and some of us should go with Willie Nelson, Matthew McConaughey, out to Enchanted Rock. I'm just tossing that out there.
Generally, I hate splitting up the party, but I'm good.
There's another possibility here that we don't even know for sure Enchanted Rock's the right place.
That's true.
Do you guys, Willie Nelson, do you have any peyote on you?
Of course.
May I suggest that one or several of us take a dream quest to Unknown Kadath and investigate what's going on in the other world?
That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
That makes
nerd.
All right.
Jesus.
All right.
I like to search the house with somebody who's responsible for like a piece of paper that says, keep everybody away from Enchanted Rock on it or something like that. You guys do your drug trip.
Okay. You go to search the house. Anyone who's taking the peyote needs to roll a, let's call it willpower. And you get one die, you get another die for the peyote.
Oh, can I paint a guardian rune on myself?
I don't see why not.
I'd do that.
Okay, so everybody gets two dice, and then if you have anything on mental that could help you with a drug trip...
I'm just saying that, not that I've been there before, but if I had a tire and an umbrella, do help.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I have irrational anger against unreason, which I would imagine in a place that by definition is unreason might actually help keep me saner while I'm there.
Oh, by that, sure, why not?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Being incapacitated with rage the entire time.
Works for you.
Hey, man, I've actually done a lot of drugs, but I think it's more important to go see if there's anything in the house full of monsters than do drugs with Willie Nelson in the parking lot.
Also, for the record,
dude,
we are
I'm
talking
saying.
About me. Should I get an extra dice?
No, you don't get that's folded into your willpower.
Okay.
I can see that from a strictly logical and rational point of view where you're coming from, Jeff,
right.
But... Now think about what you just said. Yeah. I'd rather do this other thing than go do drugs with Willie Nelson.
did you not just tell me about your irrational anger when logic is ignored? And then you just made an argument about like, yeah, that seems all very reasonable, but let's do drugs.
But
the parking
with
lot.
Willie Nelson.
Of a farmhouse where
I'm
30 people came out of.
Fucking hashtag relationship goals.
In the context of saying, okay, so...
Can I get Sandra Bullock to come with me?
Yes.
With a gun, please. Can we take some guns and go
check the farm? I'll go with them too with my
okay.
child.
No, you go into Dreamland. That's where you want to go.
You don't know me.
How about this? You take Sandra Bullock into the building. You stay with Steven and guard our shit.
There you go.
Me and Chris will take peyote to try to learn where the magical place is with Willie Nelson.
Which, in the terms of, like, if all the Lovecraft stuff is true, that is a
that is actually.
Response.
I like this plan, and I am grateful to be here.
All right. So
please,
we roll three.
Please roll your drug trip.
No black dice? Just
no black dice.
Okay.
Roll for drug trip success. It's that kind of game.
All right. I succeed.
It's willpower or logic?
Willpower.
I did not succeed.
Okay. Ashley, you take a mental stress from your drug trip.
Yeah.
You see some things. Remember, you had the dreams.
Yeah.
So you see the city, and you actually see... you get a glimpse of tentacles coming up out of the water in Gulf of Mexico, and you get a glimpse of what's going on.
Okay.
It's not for everybody, sweetie. It's
yeah. I come back with what's going down.
Yeah.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
All right. And, Chris, you guys do see... Your Enchanted Rock theory seems like a good place to go.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems like a good
so
place.
So we learned there that is the closest holy place.
That is the closest holy place you can think of, yes.
Yeah, and also, I have a great story to tell.
Really? You're going to tell a cool drug story to Willie Nelson?
All right.
Yes!
It's the Cthulhu apocalypse. Everybody's going to have a good story when this is over.
Yeah, right. But I have a feeling I still got one up on a lot of those people.
All right. Our investigators go into the house.
Okay.
What you see is a setup, like, there's all kinds of symbols scrawled on the wall,
right.
Language you don't understand,
okay.
Candles burning.
I'll bring my dog as well.
Okay. And it looks like you see a lot of like sort of torn clothes.
Okay.
It looks like they were transforming people in this room, maybe.
Yeah. Gross. All yeah. right.
Did I learn anything in my journey that might help me read some of that writing?
No, you still nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah it's
and
just
this
sort
is
of
probably happening.
The more you learn, the worse off you are.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you kind of look away. I mean,
I walked into the cave. I saw myself in the mask,
yes.
And I left the cave.
If you want to know some more. I can let you do that, but you're going to take some mental stress
no,
next stage.
No,
you cut off Darth Vader's head with your lightsaber.
Yes, go into the dark tree with your
nothing,
weapons.
You don't actually see anything else.
Okay.
Just sort of looks like a cult ritual gone bad.
Okay. So just like one room with a bunch of stuff.
Big empty farmhouse type thing.
Oh, so it's like a barn.
It's like a barn, yes, sorry. Barn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said farmhouse, I meant barn.
They're listening to that fish
is there
song,
not a,
right?
Is there like a house anywhere near that barn? It's just a barn?
It's just a barn out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. My dog doesn't smell anything.
It looks to you like it might have been raised recently.
Okay.
Are
there any like big fuck-off scythes?
So wait, are they Amish?
Yes, they raise you
up. The other
daggers
people raise
or anything that I can grab?
There are daggers, yeah. You can grab a dagger.
I'll grab some daggers.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah. Ceremonial. Little curved daggers.
Sure.
Yeah.
A little kukri.
Yeah.
All
there
right.
you go.
Yeah. I know how to use that. For my
time.
Yeah,
it's not a party until some kukri goes down.
All right.
You guys are my kind of people.
So Lincoln Navigator seats 5.
Okay.
Or it seats 8. I know because I looked up on the website because I had to know.
Wow.
I had to know if Lincoln had a car because McConaughey. You
so
had
our
to,
theory yeah. was correct. He had planned this.
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Apparently. So, and when he made that commercial so that nobody would think it was weird when he was driving around. Because if they saw him in your Honda Civic, they'd be like, wait a minute. That's not. Hold on. Imposter. Fish imposter.
That is a fish person.
All right. So you got 3 people in, so you guys can get 5 people into this car.
Well, wait, what about the squad?
Yeah, I think some of us should set up somewhere, but probably not right near the fish people.
Jason's truck has all of her supplies
in
it.
Shouldn't we caravan and with the cars and
yes,
vehicles?
Yes, absolutely. I just want to know who's in the Navigator with the weed choke.
I was going to say we all brought our own cars, so it seems like we just all drive our own cars.
Okay.
Right.
So were we...
Can I ask Will Nelson if I can drive in the car with him? Will he ride in my car with me so I can ask him, like... bazillion more questions about the Cthulhu apocalypse.
Says, and let's not forget the end of True Detective.
Sure.
He says, why don't you ride with us?
Your car is damaged, probably, for the record, because you ran into Jason. And
my dog is here. Is it cool if he gets in
McConaughey's
Navigator?
Yeah.
You gonna get your dog out?
Do you know, I mean, like, just one more question. Is there any way to identify if a person is a fish person or a regular person?
No, sometimes they'll smell a little off.
Okay.
And they usually get...
just Columbo-ing Willie Nelson.
Jason Murphy turned into a monster.
Just one more question.
One more question.
And then Willie Nelson and Matthew McConaughey shut up. He sang a song about the apocalypse. I'm a little freaked out right now. And I'd like to know more information about why we're going to go yippee out to Enchanted Rock while you guys are doing peyote. Okay.
Can't you just suspend your disbelief in this game about real life?
Not if I have to be me. Not if I've written down socially awkward as one of my character traits on a piece of paper.
Okay. Also, I thought we were done doing peyote. Don't exaggerate.
Yes, that lasts like 10 minutes.
Yes. Yes, you guys are be doing peyote for a long time.
Yeah, we got another 6 or so hours to go.
Okay, fine. I will ride in the Lincoln Navigator with the celebrities.
All right.
Then I'm going to let Steven drive.
Okay.
I've seen shit.
I'm letting Courtney drive.
I'm going to take a gun still with tripping. Me,
though. Yeah.
Handgun. They got guns? You guys got guns?
Oh, we got guns.
Oh, hell, yeah, they got guns.
What kind of guns you got?
We got some hunting rifles, shotguns, pistols.
How many pistols?
5.
By the way, I'm going to take this opportunity to reload the shotgun I have.
Good call. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, of course, never fired my rifle, but it is already loaded.
Oh, okay. Can I get one of your daggers? Because I might not be very good with a gun.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know how many I got, but yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty. There's like 20 of them.
If I could please have a handgun, I would appreciate it.
Yep,
that.
They give you a handgun. Just,
okay, I'll take a handgun.
There's no time. This is Texas. You could always get a handgun. Okay.
We went to the Shell station. You probably picked up some handguns.
So, you guys, are we taking everything we have in a caravan to Enchanted Rock, or do we want to stash some people and some stuff someplace, leave that there, and then maybe get...
I don't really want to come back here.
Not here, but somewhere
here's
else.
My thing. I have learned through many, many years of role-playing that splitting up the party is generally fuckery.
Okay, well, let's bring all our shit in.
Well, obviously, Bo, this is a role-playing game and not real life. Where we're doing peyote with Willie Nelson. So by all means, let's follow the rules of D&D.
Hey, that's all right. We can step back. Step back into character. If you have a reasonable argument to make that we shouldn't split up, fine.
No, fuck it. Let's not go to Enchanted Rock. I like that place.
There you go.
This is the scream of end of the world situations.
Well, come on. Let's be honest. You and I would be like, no, wait a minute. I've seen this before.
And, you know, it seems like this is a situation. It's like, well, I think we're pretty much all in at this point.
Yeah.
Nobody called Martin. God, you know he's dead.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you know.
Yeah, wait, what about the people that are going to your friend Steve's house?
I don't know that anyone else is going to my friend's
house.
That was
just our
we never got in touch with them, remember?
Yeah.
We never answered the phone.
I called my sister and told her to go to your friend Steve's house.
Well, you might want to call her, Dan, because he doesn't know her. He's not going to be necessarily like, come on in.
Can you, like, call Steve and tell him to be cool and that you know
they haven't been able to get him on the phone.
Yeah,
well, then I can't get my sister on the phone, apparently.
No,
my sister, I can't get
Yeah, your sister, you were able to get on the phone. Do you want to call her up?
Yes, please.
Okay. You call her up, and she says, are you watching TV?
Yeah, tell her plan B.
Are we driving to Enchanted Rock?
Yeah,
at this
you guys
point?
Are driving. Yes. Yeah.
Say, no, I'm in a car with Willie Nelson, Matthew McConaughey, and Sandra Bullock.
Are you high right now?
No.
You're probably
a little high.
I'm not high.
Contact.
Look, he's smiling. He is high. Look at his eyes. He's so stoned.
Some beers, but I'm not. No, I swear to God, this is actually happening. Don't go to that place that I told you. Find another place to go that is not there, and be careful, people turn into monsters.
There's a giant octopus beast walking through Galveston.
Yeah, that's Galveston. Who gives a fuck? We're not gonna... Mom and Dad are fine. Just stay away from Galveston, and just try to stay away from other people.
Moving north.
That's fine. I can't talk to you about this right now. I have to talk to Willie Nelson about Cthulhu.
Yeah, he can't because he's stoned as fuck.
It was a boring conversation anyway.
I need to talk to Willie Nelson about Cthulhu. Go somewhere with your boyfriend and don't talk to other people.
If I had a dollar for every time I said that.
What I'm thinking is the first question would not be about Cthulhu, but, you know, do you have any chips or anything?
No. Come on. It's Matthew McConaughey's Lincoln. Of course they're chips.
Yeah, true.
All right, so you want to ask Willie Nelson some questions.
I want to ask him a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Can I basically... Do I have to ask him each individual question?
No, just tell me what you want to know.
Okay, so I want to know, so the first record of this Deep One stuff was a racist man in, like, whatever, the
1920s.
20s. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and he tapped into something unconscious...
Yeah, he got these visions, and he started writing them, drawing inspiration from the dreams.
Okay, and what's the end game of this giant monster?
It's going to destroy the world.
Okay, like, it's going to walk over the world and, like, crush people like Godzilla?
Yeah, that seems to be... It's all they know is that Cthulhu rises. There's never been a specific,
like Bane,
what he does. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
For all you know, he starts an entertainment variety hour on top.
He goes full vaudeville.
Do you guys have any way to tell whether a person is a fish person or not person outside of they might smell slightly fishy?
Not really, no.
Okay. Outside of regular fish people, were all the people in the barn fish people or the beanie hipsters?
They were fish people.
Okay, so do you guys know about the beanie hipsters that slash people with their...
The hybrids, yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Tell me about them.
So that's those are people before they fully transformed into deep ones and shed their human guise.
Like the deep ones are they're amphibious. They're capable of living below the waves in Rillia, where Cthulhu sleeps.
Okay,
the deep ones are the hybrids are the guys that live in places like Innsmouth and still kind of take care of the day to day chores of appearing like they're normal human beings.
They do the grocery shopping, the dishes.
Pretty much. Fish people look like Jason and Allison before they turn back into fish people.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're normally fish people, but they can just like that. You're telling me that Jason and Allison were fish people the entire time?
Yes.
Okay.
They may not have known it, but they were.
Sleeper fish people.
The hipsters, they're fish people. They were regular people that then turned into Wolverine hipsters.
Yes.
Okay. Outside of Wolverine hipsters and fish people, what else do we have to look forward to, Mr. Nelson? Do you
I hope it doesn't come to that.
And don't say 20 more minutes of exposition.
Let's not forget, Willie is actually in Dreamland with me still.
Right, yeah.
So you're talking to Matthew McConaughey.
That's true, Matthew McConaughey.
All right, tell me about McConaughey.
He says, well, he told me there's something called Starspawn.
Okay.
What's that?
They look kind of like Cthulhu, the big squid monster.
Yeah, everybody knows
Cthulhu. But they're more humanoid and I guess a little... They're really tough to kill, and they hate humans more than deep ones.
Okay. How about Nyarl Thotep, the man in black? Do you guys know anything about him? Black man or whatever?
Oh, yeah. He told me about some of those, but it doesn't seem like we've seen any of those guys yet.
Okay. Is there anything that these things are like, you know, they're like just like light or holy water or acid or pencil shavings or just whatever?
No, nothing. No, they didn't seem to know any particular weaknesses or anything. They're not like vampires or...
So just bullets.
Anything like that. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just bullets. And even that, I mean, we may need some heavier weapons. I don't know if we want to think about hitting up a depot or something, but...
A weapons depot?
Yeah.
This is Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know of any weapons depots?
Yeah, I'm an actor, man.
Well, you're talking to me about weapons depots, McConaughey.
There are.
You got all these guns in your car with Willie Nelson.
There are at least two National Guard armories within the Austin area.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, you've been preparing for this, obviously, or did Willie Nelson just show up at your house and say, well, it's time for a
stop? Look, we were down having a nice dinner at Bess.
Uh-huh.
And smoking a little bit in the car.
Right.
And then all of this fish people come in.
Right.
And Willie seems to know all about it.
Right.
So...
And where did all the guns come from? Do you just have a duffel bag full of weaponry that he brought with him?
Yeah. Does that seem weird?
Yes. Yeah. That seems a little bizarre.
It's like he's been waiting for this for maybe a long time.
You mean like Pulp Fiction adrenaline syringes that we can shove in him to find out where all these guns came from?
Hang on. Follow-up question, though. Have you ever hung out with Willie Nelson before? No, Matthew McConaughey.
You guys aren't in the car with him.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. I call him up and say, hey, ask a question.
Hi, what's up?
Hey. I need you to ask Matthew McConaughey a question.
Are you still wrecked?
You're still stripping balls,
too. Well, that's why I'm a little confused. And I put up some crazy ideas.
I'll leave it at that.
Let's fast forward to...
Yeah. I am in the dream world of Willie Nelson. Yes. There's more information we can find out.
Okay, sure.
Yep. As well while we're there.
You guys are in the dream world.
Oh, so I can ask Willie things.
You can ask Willie things.
And hey, also, Willie, let's say that you were just to go out to dinner with like your friend. How many guns do you usually wear?
Well, I usually carry some light armor just in case anything goes down.
Okay, but you don't carry around like a duffel bag. Like, that would be weird.
Duffel bag, backpack, you know something.
Yeah.
Just light.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't believe you guys are still suspicious of Willie Nelson. Plus, if he was with us in Kadath, we would see his true form.
That's actually true.
By definition.
Chris, Jason Murphy turned into a fishman. I don't trust you guys, let alone the celebrities that showed up. If I have to keep reiterating this point, I will. But I ain't trusting nobody anymore.
Chris is right. So, the only people I can trust for sure are Willie and Chris.
That's true. Because you see our true forms.
I see your true forms and you see me.
They're spirit forms. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm pretty much used to just not trusting anybody. I'm going to affect the operating
mode. We're basically looking for more possible useful information there and questing after knowledge that might help us.
All right.
Including attacks against them, what to expect next, mythologically, and what exactly we should be, what we might need out at Enchanted Rock to try and complete this.
Well, what you can expect is true deep ones, not just the hybrids you guys have seen, which are going to be tougher than the ones you fought. And they also, they're more disturbing. So they're going
to roll for sanity or something?
That kind of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can expect to see those, especially around water. And then at some point the Starspawn are going to show up, and that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What does our time frame look like for all that stuff?
He doesn't really know. This is unprecedented.
Is there anything that we can do that would be useful to protect ourselves against them? Any sigils we could paint or protection spells?
Nothing like that, unfortunately.
And do we know exactly what to do when we get to Enchanted Rock? Is Willie's plan sound?
His plan is that he is going to play a song on Trigger.
Yes.
That will create a harmonic frequency that will send Cthulhu back to sleep.
But can I see there that this is in fact a sound plan?
Seems reasonable to you right now.
But with the knowledge we're gathering in this other realm,
am
I able to access whether or not this seems reasonable?
It seems as reasonable as any other option you have.
Okay,
let's
fair
put it
enough.
That way.
You know, is it true that if this goes on long enough, even death may die?
It is true.
Okay, now I'm
sweet.
Can I? There's no chance that we could. Try and get the help of any other spiritual creatures or anything like that there? Any sort of other...
Like Swamp Thing?
No Swamp Thing.
No Morpheus?
No Morpheus.
What about John Constantine?
Nope.
Damn it.
How about...
You're like, those are fictional
characters. That's a comic book, Christopher. How about Gozer? We just let him duke it out.
Right? That is, the fight fire with fire thing.
All right, I'm sober now.
Controlled burn.
All right.
Okay. This place is weird.
Look, the funny thing is, though, as weird as it is, they still have a Starbucks.
This realm has everything.
It's like the domain, but wetter.
Yeah.
And like less cool jazz.
Yes, and with nightmarish symmetry.
Sure.
All right. You guys pull up to Enchanted Rock.
Okay, which I'm embarrassed to admit I've still never actually been to.
Oh my god, it's the best.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
All right, there is
Is it near water, guys?
No.
Ha ha! Take that, DM!
All right. Are you kidding me? He's not just going to play his guitar, and then the game is over. A horrible ending. I need a rocket launcher, or a submachine gun, or something. Or maybe he'll play his guitar.
I don't know. He gets out, and he plays his guitar and plays his song.
Uh-huh.
And,
is there anything around, spot check or something?
No, he finishes and says, well, that ought to do it.
That seems a little anticlimactic to me.
No. Well, yeah, but I mean, this is what I've been preparing for. I think it's all right.
Yeah, but did anything happen? Was there any like a booming? Well, did the clouds roll away?
Nothing. Do we have any cell phone reception?
No, not here.
Mm. Actually, not at Enchanted Rock.
Yep.
No, I believe it. Hey, having seen what was going down in the Gulf, can I still see it? Do I have a line to it?
No.
No. Okay.
Boy, so here we are. I suppose. If that didn't work here, there's no other song that will work, so maybe we should head out to that compound I was talking about in the first place. Where is Enchanted Rock? Is that east, west, north, south?
North, right?
It's southwest.
Okay, so it's really
it's
farther
like close to
away.
San Antonio.
Then.
Okay, all right.
Well, Nelson, do you have a compound that has lots more guns in it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Willie's house.
Yeah. All right, you guys are going to Willie's house.
Yeah. Can we go?
Yeah, you're going to Willie's house.
Okay. Right.
All right. So you guys drive out, and your cell phone service comes back.
Okay.
And you guys can see that, indeed, Cthulhu did seem to sort of vanish. Not before the U.S. Army tried to nuke it.
But it was Galveston.
Which
so,
caused
yeah.
kind of some problems, yeah.
It actually looks cleaner.
Hold on. When did that happen?
So, yeah, it happened about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. We probably could have, at least... Oh, well, I guess maybe not. It's too far away.
So, yeah, everything's... Houston and South is probably a little radioactive right now.
Yeah.
Well, Houston.
That was already the case.
Yeah. Not surprised.
So, you're still seeing lots of reports of fish people attacking.
So that's what I thought is, yeah, we got rid of the big problem that's going to destroy the world, but we still have the forces to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
That still seems troublesome.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying this to make everybody feel better. I'm saying, we're still very fucked.
So let's go through the list of celebrities we should probably go ahead and kill because we know that they almost have to be.
Ann Coulter.
Indeed.
One more time, Willie Nelson. outside of just getting high and reading the books that old racist man wrote, anything else? Like, did you study an old... tome or talk to somebody who was like, hey, I learned all this from the Secret Order of Seventh Sons that guard us from the Cthulhu fish people, or Neo, or the Terminator, or something.
Do you folks know Harlan Ellison?
No, but I know someone who does. Let's call Cargill.
I'm starting to think that I just went to Enchanted Rock and listened to Willie Nelson play a guitar. Tell me about what Harlan Ellison, the meth head, was telling you about Cthulhu.
Oh, well, Ellison's been studying this for years. He's just got all kinds of books.
Okay.
If anybody's going to know how to deal with these deep ones, it'll be him.
Where does he live?
Oh, he's in California.
Can we call him? Skype him up?
I guess, yeah. I guess we can try and call Harlan.
FaceTime.
Do you guys want to, like, jump in here? I don't want to have to lead the Skeptics Brigade over here, but, like... I would like to know what the hell Willie Nelson and Harlan Nelson...
Well, let's wait till we get to the compound. I think that's probably going to give us a better connection.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So you guys drive for another, let's say, hour and a half, and get to Willie's hat compound, fueled by biodiesel.
Of course.
And he's got some farms set up. He grows his own weed.
I think we'll be okay here.
Yeah. I think we just won the game.
I was going to say, I start
unpacking my chickens and all of my seeds.
I felt like we won the moment he showed up.
Alright.
He's over here bitching. Can you believe we went out to Enchanted Rock and just listened to Willie Nelson?
Yeah, because it's not Thursday, it's the apocalypse. We should be doing more than just going to Enchanted Rock and getting high with Willie Nelson.
Hey man, my bucket list had a lot of shit left on it. That was one of them.
I'm looking for the human race to survive, not like how many good things. Like, you don't see me hitting on Sandra Bullock all the way back to Willie Nelson's weed compound.
Actually, which was a weird decision.
We kind of assumed that was happening. It was like, am I wrong? Did you kind of, is she pregnant yet?
I thought that's why she was wearing the gas mask. Because she couldn't fend off all of you fuckers at the same time. Jesus.
I'd like to point
have you ever met her in real life? She is enchanting.
Amber Heard's parents live here. Maybe she was here visiting and we could run into her. That'd be nice.
become Starfucker the RPG? What's going on? Is that what you said the next time he was called? Starfucker? I think Chris is already amongst us at this point.
Well, we got him started because he got that huge boner last week with the tentacles. He's been kind of going ever since.
What did you expect, Jeff? It was you who mixed up the Advil with the Viagra.
Was that me?
Yes.
Okay.
I just added that detail.
All right, good. I was like, that'll be funny. All right. Boners for hours.
And you get a boner, and you get a boner, and you get a boner.
The bitches, I still have my headache, too.
Hey, you're like the Oprah of boners. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you guys are...
That's what my name Oprah was back in the 70s.
You went to a lot of, like, medieval Renaissance fairs,
I
right?
did. I was a very free spirit.
All right. You guys are at Willie's compound.
Obviously.
And setting up for a long slog to settle in for a while. I'm going to go ahead and scoot things forward a few days. So anybody who has one of those one-day traumas can erase that.
Is that like cool. My stresses and things?
Yep, all that stuff can go away.
My big headache is gone.
Yep.
Unfortunately, still is my giant boner.
I'm feeling great.
And what do you want to do while you're hanging out at Willie Nelson's compound?
I want to talk to him about any poets he's met recently. No, legitimately, they know y'all.
Jordan, God.
It is.
FaceTime with Harlan Ellison and ask him about the apocalypse and the details thereof. How do we stop? What's happening?
All right.
I agree. Seems like a solid that sounds like plan. A great idea.
Yeah. Although Ashley's is not half bad either.
Well, so how many guns?
If it's not him, it's going to be a poet or a sculptor.
Mm-hmm. How much equipment does he have in the realm of, like, guns and ammunition?
Is it
like,
fenced in?
Yeah, it is fenced in.
Flashbangs, grenades.
Does he have security grenades, staff or anything like that?
Yeah, he has a couple security guys.
All right, so they're out there and they're armed and patrolling the perimeter. Yep.
And he has assault rifles for everybody.
Okay. Wait,
did the security staff have grenades and body armor?
They have body armor, no grenades.
No grenades.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is Willie's compound. He wasn't expecting an assault by the thing.
Yeah, lighten up, Tackleberry.
Let's come get his taxes.
All he had was a fully
armed. He showed up to dinner with a JanSport full of handguns, all right? I don't know. A JanSport, a handguns, a bunch of peyote, and a guitar. I have no idea what the hell is at Willie Nelson's compound.
But he does have, like, a still and a big, like, bunch of weed.
He could have an orgy basement and a fucking hall of mirrors, and it wouldn't be that I don't even know.
In this game, it wouldn't seem absurd at this point.
You know, I might want to set up a hall of mirrors just in case you guys end up at my house.
I'm all about the orgy basement. Yeah. Just saying. I
mean, if we're like, it's picking and choosing.
How many people are actually in this compound, by the way?
Well, let's see. There's you guys.
Right.
Me.
Right.
My family. All your DNPCs.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have boyfriends, girlfriends, dogs.
It's been a few days. Can we call everybody that we left out in the beginning?
Assuming
and have
that
them
we're calling
well?
And getting in touch with a bunch of people and okay. finding out what's going on. And...
So the cell phone networks are down.
Okay. Balls. What about being able Wi-Fi. To hook up a computer?
Yeah. Can we FaceTime?
Yeah,
with
email.
What's
anything like that?
Internet is gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Landlocked.
It really is the apocalypse.
Willie Nelson and Harlan Ellison probably both have actual, honest-to-God telephones.
Actual telephones. That's correct.
Yeah. All right.
Are they working?
Since yes. there's no Facebook, I just start walking up to random people saying funny shit.
Okay.
Hashtag, we're fucked!
We're fucked!
I start asking all of you guys if you remember that time. Willie Nelson.
Hey! I thought we agreed I was going to get to tell that story.
All right.
Sweet Jesus.
So yes, you guys were able to call up Harlan Ellison.
Okay.
Because why not?
Right.
Yeah.
And
because why not?
Why not? Sure.
And Willie's talking to him. He says, yeah, Harlan's there. He's kind of pissed. What do you want to know?
Why is he pissed?
Because he's Harlan Ellison.
Okay. hey, Harlan Ellison, what do you got that makes all this Cthulhu H.P. Lovecraft shit like an actual prophecy and not just some bullshit that some dude wrote.
Who the hell is this?
The only person who's not getting high or in the orgy basement.
Which is why I take over, because I feel like we're gonna love
so the hashtagging the security guards right now, so...
All right, Ashley grabs the phone.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So, me and your friend Willie took a bunch of pain with you, and I saw a land full of fear. When faced with our true form, we realized that we were going to be able to send the Great One back to sleep. His followers were still among us, still terrorizing the people. Is there anything you can tell us that might help save humanity from the followers of Cthulhu?
That was incredibly eloquent.
Yeah, nice. I was going to say.
Well, sweetheart, you sound very nice, but I think we're all fucked. I think the big guy's gone, but all the deep ones are tearing hell out of Hollywood down here. But
what about the other places we care about?
Okay,
can
we
save them?
I know for sure that Mark Finn has a landline. I know that for sure. I want to call him, because if anybody's going to have a positive outlook and a lot of knowledge about this, it's going to be Mark
Finn. Is this a magic phone? Question. Can we just call anyone we want?
Well, they have a phone number.
Landlines. We can call.
How many different types of monsters does Harlan Ellison know about?
He names one. Deep One's a Starspawn. That's what's probably left.
Deep One, Starspawn, Half-Breeds, and then what was the other one? The ones that really hate people.
Those are the deep ones. And the Starspawn.
Ooh,
spawn,
can we call Sharon on the half-breeds?
There was another one. the ones that are like fishmen but way scarier?
That's the deep ones.
Deep ones.
The hybrid deep ones are the ones that you guys met.
Regular deep ones, hybrid deep ones, and then one of the hipsters.
Star spawn. Oh, the hipsters are hybrid deep spawn.
No, we haven't met any star spawn.
That have not lost their human skin yet, basically.
Okay.
So the hybrid deep ones are both the hipsters and the regular fish people you've met.
Are there a finite number of these things?
Finite, yeah, sort of.
Okay, that's math is...
There's...
Yes or no?
There's a finite number.
Right.
But it's a big number.
What? How big?
Millions.
What percentage of humanity?
75.
What?
75?
Then it's going to be more than billions.
Billions.
So, right, yeah.
Billions.
Sorry, billions.
Okay, so 75% of humanity are monsters at this point.
Oh, no. There's just that many deep ones. I'd probably say only 30 or 40% of humanity are deep ones.
That's still pretty fucked.
Okay. And then there's, in addition to that, a bunch of the deep ones coming out of the ocean that are also. Okay. What is the fastest way to kill these things?
Any standard blades and guns kind of thing, I guess.
Cool. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right.
Anything else? Do they have, like, magic or throw fireballs or, like,
no, but the Starspawn are real going to do that kind of shit whenever they show up.
Could they be defeated with the power of love?
Huey Lewis, just go back to your still. I'm having a conversation with Harlan Ellison here. About Cthulhu.
I start playing guitar.
I roll for more peyote.
Are you sure you're not Harlan Ellison?
You're closest to him. Chris, hug
you guys,
him.
You guys, do not touch me.
Hug him.
Do not touch me. You're coming on a very cranky day, all right?
Well, it is Thursday, your crank day. It was specifically
penciled in.
Coming down off a crank, it's a hard day.
And you judged my peyote, you sir.
He doesn't keep his adrenaline up, his heart will stop.
That's right. Okay, so if we were to just like straight up murder the shit out of all of these things, that would be the end of it. Yes?
Yeah, that'd be about it.
Okay. Now, what do they want to do?
Enslave all of humanity.
Sweet. To what end?
We're not really sure. They're kind of alien.
Okay. They like put chains on you? And
I think they're just assholes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were here we were, and they, slept for centuries because basically they're building up energy and power.
Yeah, they resent us from taking their planet.
I thought it was like possibly that combination of that and they were setting up food.
Yeah.
Like
do they eat people?
Oh, sure. They eat people.
Some theorize that they...
Oh, wait. They're indigenous people?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should just let them enslave us.
Come on. Technically, they were here first.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're evil fish people
so
from beyond stuff.
Whoa. We don't use that terminology. Fish people, that is highly offensive.
I'm sorry, that's their word.
Native American, please.
You know, no American president is going to be electable unless they support the SARS
protocol. Do they have any language, anything?
They have a language, but none of us will understand it.
Okay.
And like, would more peyote help?
Round people up physically and put them into like big pens or just eat them on the spot, or what's the deal?
Both those, yep.
Okay. They have like a leader?
No, they're sort of a sort of almost a hive mind kind of thing.
Like Occupy Wall Street. All right. So let's ignore that.
You know, it's a high hippie. I feel like I shouldn't laugh at that, but I agree. I would like to roll to agree with the crazy one.
All right, I'm done talking to Harlan Ellison. We need to make an army and drive tanks over these motherfuckers. So that's all.
So all we have is landlines.
Yep.
All right. Have we tried to call 911 to see if there's organized militias or anything like that?
All circuit fizzy. No.
Okay.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, we're not going to win this battle, right? Like this is the end of the world. So I'm taking my chickens out. I'm moving them in with Willie's flock. Uh-huh. I'm starting to put my seeds down. Taking out on my plants. I was going to maybe cook dinner.
Okay. All right.
Does Harlan Ellison or Willie Nelson know the location of any local militia people or like those dudes from Tremors? I was talking about before?
No, they do not. Sorry.
Bitch.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to make our own militia.
Yeah, you guys have to figure out something else for that.
Yeah, we need to organize the resistance.
All right. So how are you going to do that?
Boy, you've just left us with so many options.
I'm going to quit smoking again and start hanging out with the security guys.
Okay.
Working all right. Stuff.
Sure. Seems like a good plan.
Yeah. I'm going to make friends by making dinner.
Okay.
All
right.
I'm going to, presumably Willie knows all of his neighbors. So
yeah.
Matthew and I are going to go out and start, talking to people and double checking houses in that apocalypse sort of way.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And bring them back if they seem security. Normal. I'll give them a bowl of soup.
Take a couple security guys with us.
The X thing where you talk number of survivors and number of bodies.
Sure.
I'm going to go down to the shooting range and work on my marksmanship.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys got about 2 weeks of preparing for this kind of thing.
Okay.
And
are we getting more people?
Yes, people do come.
How many?
You get probably another 100 people at this compound.
Excellent.
And the ghosts of a baseball team.
He is in every one of them.
It shows Joe.
And one of the people who comes, a lot of them they're messed up. They've seen some crazy shit out there.
Okay.
And you guys hear them tell you about they've seen some of them have seen the Starspawn.
Okay.
They've been driven mad by it, but you're able to figure out until the Starspawn are out there. They seem like sort of humanoid versions of Cthulhu.
Okay.
They are terrifying to watch. They regenerate. Their claws are even more nasty than the deep ones.
Do they walk?
Can you take them out with a headshot?
No. No, you need heavier weapons.
Wow.
So you need to completely physically disperse them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn. Will a plate of my chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes help call these people back?
No, these people are too far gone.
Oh.
But some people appreciate your chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes.
Is there any...
You're really holding the compound together.
Yeah,
is this near any sort of National Guard placement or anything like that?
You guys are sort of out in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they had a compound.
I would like to take people to find the nearest military base on a map
yeah.
and go get some tanks and guns and flamethrowers and machine guns. And
there is Fort Hood.
Rockets and power grenades. Yeah.
I'd like to see the opposite direction.
Something that's like out in the middle of nowhere. Like something that is not like near Austin, Texas, but like in the middle of garbage town.
That would be Killeen. So,
yeah. Is there a military base full of tanks at Killeen?
Yes, it's Fort called Hood. Fort Hood.
Okay, yeah.
It's literally where the 1st and 2nd Armored Division are. It's one of the biggest military bases in the country.
Yeah, it's pretty all big.
Right.
Yeah.
I would like to go there.
And
to
yet,
get...
still has not a single good restaurant anywhere. Not yeah. one.
But it might have tanks and flamethrowers.
Most GIs, not the leaders.
No.
That's right. What I would like to do, and I'd like to ask if anybody would like to come with me, especially the security guys who make a living off shooting things.
Yeah, I'll definitely go.
The security guys are going to stay here and do their job.
It's a little past world. Do their job.
Yeah. Well, what is he going to pay with? Their job is to get Willie out of here if something goes down.
Fair enough. But
to where?
Another fallback position.
Well,
somewhere.
We can presume anyone else living out here named Willie is probably a survivor type as well to some extent, or hardened.
Yeah.
So probably some ex-military guys, stuff like that out here.
You guys can gather up a posse of a few other people.
Yeah.
And all of you four are going to go because you're the player characters.
Yeah. And that's not as fun.
I like the way that works.
Ashley plays out the rest of this game
feeding everybody
on peyote.
I was going to eat peyote, plant my garden, take care of the chickens. I mean, you guys are going to get hungry.
Roll for a good harvest.
We have a still. I can start making alcohol both to clean with and to drink.
In real life, yes.
That's pretty much what she was doing.
But it doesn't translate well on mic.
Alright, let's go to the army place.
Okay. You guys go out to Fort Hood.
Presumably, we've all spent these weeks boning up a bit on shooting
and all that kind of
stuff. Awesome, do I get to level up? I went through a whole montage.
Yeah, montage, yep.
Okay, we have levels?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, level up all you want, says Randy.
Yep. You can level 100.
You get 300,000 experience points.
Can we add to, because of the, like, hardening up, any of our skill numbers?
No, you don't have that much time.
Okay.
But you all have
equipment
that will help.
I know
there was a montage.
God, you're so unfair.
But you guys will all have assault rifles.
Okay.
You have those.
Like also, now you have survivor lyrics caught in your head.
Yes.
Well, yes. It is the eye of the tiger.
We were inspired.
Yeah.
All
right, so you guys take a truck out and go over to Fort Hood. And there are you, and let's call you, say, four other guys.
I assumed we're all pretty strapped, shotgun, handgun.
Hey, Bo, how do you spell oves?
Oves?
Yeah, my oves is steel. And
that would be O-V-E-S.
Oves, okay.
Why don't you know how to spell that? That's...
Well, I never had to see it in print before.
Oh, okay.
I just have to walk around with them.
Oh, okay.
Run around like a batch.
I assume we also grabbed, like, heavy clothing or whatever sort of, like... You know, leather jackets.
Everybody can get one physical resistance for the sort of armor. Whoa, heavy clothing.
My vitality.
No, your vitality stays the same.
Oh.
Which but you have,
she just wants to change something.
It just means when you take damage, you subtract one from the damage.
Okay. Okay.
You get a new stat for optimism.
Like, when do I get more points? fuck, man?
I need to write things on my sheet.
You're not even keeping track of my experience, man?
When I play Skyrim, these things change, and I get new face paint.
I'm just going to dragon shout Cthulhu.
You got a new outfit?
Yeah, man, I ate peyote once, and now we're going to a military base.
Now, we were at Willie's house for several weeks. I suspect you did not eat peyote just once.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, it's sort of like my Pringles. Once I pop, I can't stop.
It was probably the secret ingredient in every one of the meals you served.
But when I served it, I called it love.
The secret ingredient is love.
Love will mess you up, man. Damn.
Wow, love makes you vomit. Just like in real life.
You're welcome, boys.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys are packed up and head out to Fort Hood, and that seems like a good place to wrap up for the week.
Okay.
It does.
We'll be back with one more episode of The End of the World.
Uh-oh.
Spoilers, the world's going to end.
I was about to say.
Aww.
So wait, there's not going to be a happy ending?
It should be an ending.
Damn it, why did we even go to this world?